Oh yeah, what's going on? It's your Wednesday morning. How you doing? Big Rossi here. You all right, Pretty Malik?
I'm doing okay. They said rain coming this weekend.
Really? Why the weekend, guys?
Sunday.
Can't you do it on...
To force you to stay at home
for
more than 2 hours.
I know. What am I doing this weekend? I think we're going out. Me and Liz are going out.
What? What a surprise.
We're going out on the town.
What a shock.
Yeah, celebrating someone's birthday.
You guys never go out.
Yeah, I know. Well, we never go out together.
Together, just a date night. So it's like a little date night.
Yeah.
That's cute.
You're looking nice today. Very stylish. Have you got anything going on or what? After the show.
I wash my hair.
Wow. So you look very fancy.
Is it?
You look like cool, like you've thought about your outfit.
Oh, really? No.
No, just normal. That's all right.
I mean, you know, it's effortless fashion, Rossi.
Well, you don't even need to try, do you? You know.
Thanks.
But, we've got a good show this morning. I can't even talk.
I'm excited about today because just after 8 o'clock, we have Peter Rosalita joining us.
Yeah.
He was on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, he was.
Reppin' the UAE, born in Abu Dhabi.
What an amazing voice. This is the guy who sang this song here. Have a listen to this. This is his voice. It's literally unbelievable. Have a listen.
I was born in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
You're going to sing tonight for us?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready for you. We listen can't to wait to see what you're going to do tonight.
That's Sofia Vergara. Listen to that voice. Wow. I mean, he's okay.
He's going to show you up today, Rossi.
I know.
I know.
Has so he got a sell-by date on his career, though? Because as he gets older, is he still going
to... Well, he's older than when this happened, so I'm going to be interested to seeing how his voice has changed. He's going to be joining us just after 8. This hour, we have your chance to win with Expo City as well. Going to send you to an iftar.
So good. All right, let's get this show started right now. A British female music festival right now. We move swiftly on to Ellie Goulding, who performed at Untold Music Festival.
I love that.
This is Outside with Calvin Harris on Virgin Radio. Look at what you've done. Ellie Goulding, I can't remember her performance. Again, I was working during Untold for that one, but...
She was amazing.
She was amazing, yeah. She always is, isn't she?
She's so cool.
She is.
Did you see the time when she nearly caught on fire? So she was performing, this was just before Untold, so like one of the performances right before she was flying here to do Untold. She was on stage, she's like singing, and like, you know how artists have like these fireworks and like pyrotechnics and stuff go off on stage?
Yeah.
Usually there's a stagehand, this is like backstage info, a stagehand will tell the artist, hey, the pyros are located at this point, this pound. When you see it flash this color, that means it's about to go off. There's like a cue, you know it's about to go off. Well, I guess she was so in her music, she must have forgotten or didn't realize, or maybe it was a misfire, but it went off. And she had to duck her head to the side like she nearly missed it.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
So dangerous.
Imagine she was wearing hairspray as well.
Yeah.
Would have gone right up.
Crazy.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
She gives us the gossip. Go on then, Pretty. What is it?
So Kris Jenner shared some devastating news in her family yesterday, actually. Her sister Karen has passed away unexpectedly at the age of 65. Now, we don't really hear a lot about Karen.
Yeah.
They apparently had a very complicated relationship growing up. And Kris, you know, posted a tribute to her.
Mm.
Posted a bunch of photos saying, my heart aches for my mom, MJ, and my niece, Natalie. And I pray that God guides us all through this difficult time. So our thoughts go out to Kris Jenner, Mama Jenner over there. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's divorce proceedings back on. Sophie Turner is asking a judge in Miami to reactivate the divorce case with Joe Jonas. Mm. This means the two are probably unable to reach a settlement outside of the court since their temporary custody agreement expired in January. If you don't remember, Joe filed for divorce in September 2023.
Right.
Things turned very messy because very soon after that, Sophie sued Joe, claiming he was wrongfully detaining their children in New York City when they previously agreed that they would be moving to England. They went back and forth. It was very, very messy. They gave them some time to figure it out. They couldn't, so it's going back to the courts.
Oh,
is kind of sad.
It's always messy. They've got kids as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, this is why it's getting messy. Yeah. And finally, it is confirmed. Taylor Swift did cause an earthquake in L.A. and Seattle. So this is what happened. Taylor Swift's fans in L.A. predominantly caused a concert tremor so big that it registered the same magnitude as a micro earthquake.
What?
Micro earthquakes are anything that's kind of in the zero to below zero range. Mm. This is according to a new research paper that was commissioned by the California Office of Emergency Services. There were reports of earthquake-like activity at Taylor Swift's concert in LA on August 5th. Mm. The strongest tremor, they say, this study found, was created when 70,000 fans sang Shake It Off. It came in at a 0.851 magnitude.
Wow. And it caused an earthquake.
Yeah, so they're saying that this is not like, don't think of it as an earthquake where it happens in a split second. So over the course of this song, collectively, the tremor basically added up to 0.851 magnitude.
Give me one artist who can do that.
Travis Scott.
Nah.
He caused an earthquake.
Did he?
Yeah, when Kanye West came onto
the
stage.
Hold on, let me see.
There was a similar story.
Was it the same magnitude, Rossi?
I don't know if it was the same magnitude on the Richter scale, but well done. Well done to Taylor Swift there causing...
On August 9th, Travis Scott was performing in Rome. I love that Rossi knows random information.
Thank you.
Is it the same magnitude?
So it was 60,000 people who jumped so... like vigorously that some locals panicked thinking that an earthquake was underway in Rome.
Now I do listen to your gossip, Pretty Malik.
And I must have done this in August. but yeah, so they said that this happened in Rome when Travis Scott said, "Make some noise."
Well, and they all jumped up and down.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Big Rossi with the useless information once again.
Love
Hit
it.
Us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries. What is that?
Just make Rossi, that sounds very bad.
It's this man who is putting on the shoes of horses.
It's
called SW Farriers. SW Farriers, it's called.
Oh, that's my favorite thing ever to watch.
Well, I've just realized that Liz is following it.
Liz is on that boat.
Is she into horses? Oh, yeah, she's into horses.
Oh, show me.
Like, what?
Nala, look at that horse.
I mean, are you looking at the horses or are you looking
Can
at the
I
man?
Can I have the name of the...
Yeah, what's the account again?
SW Farriers. I don't want to give this guy anymore.
I just want to have some
How many
research.
People has he got? 447,000 followers.
The hoof guy. Oh, look at him posing
Samuel
with his
horses. Samuel Wolfenden.
Should get
and him like, he basically changes the shoes of horses. He's a farrier. Now...
Now, what's the
some
problem?
Of the comments are on this page are like bizarre. It's just interesting. Like, can you say "good girl" one more time about the horse?
Stop it!
Rossi. I'm like, okay. What's going on?
So I feel
I'm gonna buy a horse.
Rossi has made it into our world, Nala.
Yeah.
So there's also a guy who like chops. Have you seen that guy? The one who chops wood?
Yeah.
He's lovely.
I like watching like people changing horseshoes. It's very nice to see.
Are you being serious? I mean, are you into the?
I like
no, but she's genuinely liking the horseshoes.
Yes,
like you're liking them.
Yeah, I watch those videos on and on and on, and they scrape it.
Yeah.
So that's like your Dr. Pimple.
Yeah, because they show you how they do it. They clean it out. It's like, oh, this one's got an infection.
Yeah, but if it's like...
change it, I swear.
And then they bandage it up. Yes, pretty.
What
right?
is going
Am
on?
I right?
Yes.
There's like a hole. And they're like, they got to fix it.
This is just the most bizarre thing ever. Like,
The like, internet is
horses,
a lovely place.
Changing horses' shoes. You're talking about a man who's chopping logs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of the comments on here are just ridiculous.
I mean, your wife follows this person.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go and buy a horse. Has anyone got a horse that I can borrow? There's a horse in this video. People are writing. It's bizarre. It's just... Oh, no.
What?
Did Liz comment?
It's even worse than that.
Who? Your mother.
My sister, very close. My sister's commented on it.
What did she say?
I can't say it on the radio. Let's just leave it. We're in a rabbit hole right now looking at various videos.
So let's go through the list. If you missed it, it's Virgin Radio, by the way, the Chris Fade Show. Chris back on Monday.
Yep.
So Rossi somehow on his For You page ended up with this man who changes horseshoes. He's a very good looking man. And
he's small, though.
No, don't say that.
No, not small. He's a short king.
What's that even mean?
He's short, but he's a king.
Okay.
Yep, so he's a short king. And then we started going through this song. We started talking about all the other accounts that pop up on our feed.
Now the weird ones.
Yeah, there's a guy that chops timber, like wood, and he's also very good looking. Then there's a lot of food accounts also that roll around. And now Rossi is part of the committee. You're going to be joining all these accounts.
Thank you. Now I need to up my game with my toilet tours content, I think. Make it a little bit more like
edgy.
I need to I'll dye my hair. Get a suntan, get a spray tan, and make it a bit more appealing to the ladies. Maybe I'll go viral. You never know. Because my toilet tours are good, but I just need to take it to the next level. So
yeah, but it's a toilet. How much are you going to take it to another level?
Don't know. Let's just move on from there. I think.
Yeah.
News headlines on the way next, and we're going to get your chance to win as well. Pretty Malik, I've forgotten what we're giving away.
We're going to get you winning with Wonder Gifts, but before that, we're going to have Peter Rosalita, former America's Got Talent contestant, on with us.
He's got an amazing voice. So exciting! Hold on, we are joined in the studio right now by somebody who has been on America's Got Talent. Pretty Malik.
Absolutely. 13 years old, small boy with a big voice, UAE born, representing. He captivated the hearts of people around the world in season 16 of America's Got Talent. He's been on Ellen, and he definitely has a bright future ahead of us. Have a listen to this.
What is your name?
My name is Peter Rosalita.
And where are you from?
I was born in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
You're going to sing tonight for us?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready for you. We can't wait to see what you're going to do tonight.
Listen to this. What a voice. I mean, he's okay. Absolutely amazing. And he joins us in the studio as well. It is Peter Rosalita. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, mate. Thank you so much for coming in nice and early this morning. Are you still residing in the UAE these days?
Yes.
Nice. Good stuff. So you were on America's Got Talent. Pretty, you're a big fan of the show.
Absolutely. What do you feel when you hear that?
I feel very nervous and happy to hear my voice.
Yeah. How was the whole experience with America's Got Talent? So we spoke to you. That it was what, how many years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Just about, right?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah, and we spoke to you at that time when you appeared on America's Got Talent. How was the whole experience for you?
It was amazing. I was able to make friends with the other contestants, and I was able to enjoy the whole concert. I mean, the whole performance.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And obviously, getting to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres show as well. How did that come about and what was that like for you?
I got surprised because Ellen is like one of my idols.
Aww. Yeah. Was she nice?
Yes.
Yeah, you had a good time. Good. So what's happened since then? What have you done with music since then? Obviously, you're still in school.
Yes.
Yeah, but what are you thinking about music-wise?
Last summer, we went to America and had a tour. Yeah, America from world tour from America. Yes.
Nice.
What? That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do? I imagine you want to be a singer, like a pop star, right? Yeah. Is that what you want to do when you get older?
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us some of your favorite artists. Who are your favorite artists that you like to sing?
Celine Dion.
Wow.
Josh Groban.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So how did it all start? Like when you were younger? Obviously, I think, are you from the Philippines? Is that right? Mm. Yeah, so karaoke and singing is such a big thing in the Philippines, right? Is that how it started? Like, because I want to get my kids into it as well.
Into singing,
I mean, you're doing so well. I think I want to get my kids to do the same. Maybe they can be famous and rich like you. So what were you doing from a young age? And have you got any tips for people who want to get into singing?
Well, when I was young, my parents would tell me to... I mean, when I was really young, I did karaoke and stuff. And then when I was like six, I saw a competition in our school and I wanted to join. Mm-hmm. So I asked my parents if I could, and yeah.
And then did you win it?
No, I got second runner-up, I think.
What? Get out of here.
Terrible. So, like, obviously you must practice a lot, you know, like... Were you always singing around the house when you were younger? Just any opportunity, singing along in the car? Was that what it was like?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. So amazing. Well, would you be able to sing for us?
Yes, I can sing a small,
small thing.
Okay. Oh, well, you can do it next after ACOM right now. Yeah, I'm excited to hear this. We'll get you some songs ready and you can choose which one you want to do, all right? We're joined by Peter Rosalita. He is, he's been on America's Got Talent, and Ellen DeGeneres, and he's in the studio with us this morning. Joined in the studio by a legend. He was on season 16 of America's Got Talent. He's been on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He's won loads of competitions at Expo 2020 and in Abu Dhabi. He's just amazing. It is Peter Rosalita.
Yay,
good morning,
Peter.
Hi, mate. Thanks for coming in. It's very early. Have you come all the way from Abu Dhabi this morning?
Yes.
Oh, a long way. So thank you so much for coming in.
What school do you go to?
Richmondale.
So shout out to everyone at Richmondale. They're probably in class, but you're over here.
Yeah. Did life change for you in school when they all saw you on America's Got Talent?
I guess, yeah.
Anybody asked for your autograph yet?
No, pictures.
Just pictures.
But that's a pretty cool feeling to do that, come back to school and all your friends are like, oh, that's my friend. He was on America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Have you got like any like plans? Have you got any hopes for the future? You know, what you want to do? Have you got any vision or are you just going to go with the flow?
I'm going to go with the flow. We'll see what will happen in the future.
I think people can like, maybe if you wanted to do some performances for people, would they be able to book you to do that? Yeah? So we can follow at Peter Rosalita. That's R-O-S-A-L-I-T-E-A.
So it's Peter.Rosalita.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Peter.Rosalita. There's a dot in between. But Peter, I'm just waiting. I've been so excited to hear you sing. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
So we've gone with Alicia Keys, which is hard, but I think you can do it. It's one of my favorite songs by her. So it's all on you, Peter.
I mean, it is early. Are you going to be okay to do this? Because it's very early in the morning.
I mean, it's early, but I can try.
All right. Give it a, you know, a good shot. I'm sure you'd be fine.
Now, Rossi, I need you to be silent.
I will be silent and let Peter and the music do the talking.
There we go.
What are we going for? What song is it? If I Ain't Got You, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, give it up for Peter Rosalita.
Here we go. Are you ready? Let's put you a bit of echo on there. Okay. Right, here we go. I got it off YouTube. Right, let's go.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If ain't it's you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you, yeah. Some people search for a fountain that promises forever young. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and what good would it be with no one to share, with no one who truly cares for me? Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If ain't it you, baby, if I got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you, you, you. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If ain't it you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you, yeah. Ooh,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's the best voice we've ever had on
Peter,
the Chris Fade Show.
I have goosebumps and I'm nearly crying. You have such an incredible gift. And I hope, my sincere hope for you one day is that everyone in the world will get to hear your gift, because it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely unbelievable. Are you free this weekend to go down
Rossi.
JBR? Because I want to do some busking. Maybe we can make some money together. That is the best voice I have ever heard on the Chris Fade Show. Honestly, the messages are just flooding in from people who are just saying, absolutely amazing. Sham says, wow, well done. Goosebumps and tears. Carl says he sings the words so amazingly. Just an amazing voice. So, Peter, we love you, man. We hope you go to the top. You've already done so many things in your career already, but we can't wait to see where this goes. This is going to be amazing, man. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus. Love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
What's going on?
So Beyonce is dropping her much-awaited country album called Country Carter on March 29th. And now she's kind of explaining why she decided to go with a country genre. And I actually have never been more excited to hear it after hearing her reason. So she's written this whole thing on Instagram, and she said the album was, quote, born out of an experience that I had years ago when I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. Now, she doesn't go on to say what specific incident it was, but back in 2016, she performed with the Chicks at the CMA Awards, the Country Music Awards. And right after that, she received a lot of backlash and a lot of racism-fueled backlash, which was horrible for her, just because she performed at the Country Music Awards, saying things like she doesn't belong on a country platform and far worse things. So she used that energy back in 2016. She held on tight to that energy. She did her research on country music, and now in 2024 is dropping a country album.
Talk about turning a negative into a positive there.
Right? I just love that story, and I just love that she has done this, taken that energy, as you said, Rossi, and turned into a positive. I cannot wait for that album. Country Carter drops next week on March 29th, and she also said that there will be some surprise collaborations on there, which is pretty cool.
There we go, Beyonce!
The James Bond talk is back again. Every few months, this comes back with a new name. This time, the rumor is that British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. Johnson recently spoke out about being connected to the role, saying, quote, "It's charming and wonderful that people see me in that role. This is not confirmed. No one has said anything yet. This is just the rumor that he's been offered the role." If you're wondering, where have we seen Aaron Taylor-Johnson? He played John Lennon in the biopic back in 2009, Nowhere Boy. I don't know if you've seen that, Rossi.
Yeah. I love that film, yeah.
That was him. He won a Golden Globe for his work in Nocturnal Animals. He was in Anna Karenina, Godzilla, Tenet. So maybe he's going to be the next James Bond.
Oh, he was in Tenet and Godzilla. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Tenet was Christopher Nolan, I think.
Correct. So he's definitely had a good career behind him, but let's see if he actually gets the role. And finally, Dr. Dre has finally gotten his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Eminem and 50 Cent were some of the stars by his side. Snoop Dogg is the one who presented Dr. Dre with the award.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for taking the call from Warren and Dr. Dre in 91. Now take a look at us. Over 30 years later, and we still on the grind in the studio. And you still make me do every line 100 times. And I thank you for that, perfectionist. I thank you for being a perfectionist and always pushing me to be great. You always bring out the best of the dog, Dr. Dre, and that I do appreciate. There would be no Snoop without Dre. Together we created magic in the studio, and our collaborations have left a mark on the world of music. Our partnership has been legendary. Congratulations on this well-deserved honor, and welcome to my f***ing neighborhood. Get your walk on, cuz.
There you go, Snoop Doggy Dog. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
What's happening, Pretty?
I need some help. So I'm in a little bit of a predicament. You know how rental renewals and all that stuff. And I'm a little bit unclear about the law. So I'm just going to use this show to see if anyone knows the answer. So if you're familiar with rental renewals, please let me know. 0487155444. So we've been in the current place that I'm living in for 3 years now. Love living there. Honestly, we treat it like it's our own home.
You
like
do.
It's
you take ours. Such good care of the
so
house.
So we absolutely love it. And our landlord is lovely. He's a really, really nice guy. We've met him. We've met his family. Like, they're really lovely people. It's now come time for renewal. The lease is up next week. Okay. And he's just asked to up the rent now, though. That's not right, right? Mm. Can they do that? That's my question. Can they ask to up the rent now? And it's like 10 days away from the renewal. Isn't it supposed to be like 30 days or something?
I don't think so. Yeah. Isn't it? 90 days or something.
90 days. Does anyone know?
I think the 90-day rule is like where they say you've got to move out, right?
I thought that was a year.
A year, yeah.
That's what I mean. Can I just, if anyone knows the answers to these questions, can you please help me? 0487155444. So how long do they need to give the notice for increasing the rent?
Yeah.
And the rent increase, I think, is within the parameters. That's fine. But I just don't think it's the right timing. And for if they were to say, oh, we're selling it, is it a year notice?
Mm.
Anyone know? Help?
I mean, if you know the right answer, call us, because there's going to be a load of conflicting advice.
No, please give me the right answer, okay? Just so I know what to do.
NASA, tell us, what's Pretty going through? Is it correct?
But Pretty, you can refuse the rent increase because he hasn't given you the 3 months notice.
So it has to be 90 days from the date of renewal. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
90 days. If he gives you less, then you just report it to RERA.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
They will.
I don't want to do that.
That's a messy game.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all that. He's a nice guy. I just think that it was just like the wrong timing. That's
okay.
All
right. Well, thanks, NASA. Nancy, tell us. Is it? Oh, she's talking
to
herself.
She's getting ready.
She's ready to go. Nancy, is NASA correct there with the 90 days notice? Oh, hello? Nancy? Yes.
He need to give you, landlord need to give you 90 days notice if he like to increase the rent.
Okay.
I have my real estate company, and you know, the moment landlord missed the date, he have no right to increase.
Okay, got it.
Any increment to the tenant.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. That's the help that I needed.
Tarek's gonna tell us something as well. Tarek, 90 days is correct, right?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Tell me, Tariq.
So, yes, 3 months' notice is the legal way of doing it.
Okay.
So he can't just tell you 10 days before that.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I needed this is why I needed the show.
It's illegal. Yeah.
I just want to make sure when I'm having the conversation, I can have an educated conversation.
So what do you think? Do you think he knew that anyway, but he's just trying it on? Do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. However, I don't like doing all these things. You know, when it comes to adulting things, these are the conversations I hate having.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever you want, sure. But then at some point you have to be like, no, you can't do this, right? Like,
you're just, too nice for your own good.
That's the problem. I don't want to be in a bad, because he's lovely. I don't want to have a bad relationship.
I know. It's sad that it gets to that point sometimes, isn't it? And if you were to move, like poor Duke, he'd be so confused.
He'd be lost.
He wouldn't know. His usual patch of grass is gone. We can't move. Hopefully, fingers crossed for you, Malik.
So earlier this week, I came across this news article and I was like, wow, I didn't even think about this. Shigeichi Negishi is a man we all need to thank for giving us karaoke. He was the one who invented the world's first karaoke machine.
Oh.
He unfortunately passed away earlier this week at the age of 100.
100!
He, in 1967, created the first karaoke machine, which was first called the Sparko Box.
The Sparko Box.
Yep, and that's what's credited as ushering in the karaoke craze. And he died actually earlier this year, but the news was only revealed earlier this week.
Aww.
So,
do you know what karaoke stands for?
What does it stand for?
It means empty orchestra, I seem to remember. Just check that. Might not be true.
Okay.
But yeah, rest in peace, the creator of karaoke. Wow.
Karaoke is amazing. What's your go-to karaoke? Now, see, this is where... I feel like karaoke is meant for bad singers, not good singers. And Rossi, you're a good singer.
Well, I'm all right, but like, I wouldn't say...
So what's your go-to song?
I always do...
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Yeah, that's the song that I always sing. What about yourself?
Obviously, as if it was like a surprise, Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Haven't I heard you doing Scrubs?
I do TLC No Scrubs, but I Want It That Way is officially like...
I Want It That Way.
It's such a good karaoke song because I feel like everyone gets into it. Everyone
in fact,
does.
I think I Want It That Way was voted in like the top 10 best karaoke songs of all time. That, you know, the most favorite song for people to do, basically. So let's pay tribute.
Are we
going to
do karaoke?
Let's do it. Well, maybe not me and you. Maybe we can have the Middle East's biggest karaoke right now.
What do you mean? You want everyone to call in?
Call in and join in our karaoke song. Like this the old days of the Chris Fade show.
This might be a fail, Rossi.
There is a bit of a delay on the phones, but you know, if we don't try, we'll never know. So,
do you actually want people to call in?
Call in right now, 04-871-5544. We will get you to sing a line each, and then we'll continue it on and do the Middle East biggest karaoke right now.
Wait, we're gonna do Backstreet Boys?
I Want It That Way. Yeah. So call us 04-871-5544. If you don't call us. Pretty Malik is going to have to sing it, and we don't want that.
No, 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 no.
Well, you start it then, all right?
Are you serious?
You start it. Okay, you start
it. I'm right. No, but you got to sing with me. No, I shouldn't be singing.
Come
this
on,
is bad.
Go.
You are.
Do it, Pretty.
My fire, the one.
Beautiful.
Desire, believe.
Keep going to the next verse.
When I say.
Jemana! Go!
It.
You're on!
No, you need to give
Two
me the
Two worlds apart. Come on, Jemana. Can go to your. She's hung up on me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
This is a fail already. Back to Backstreet Boys.
All right, here we go. Who's this? You're on. You're live. Here we go. That was all right. Not bad. Not bad. Well done. Ronak, are you ready? There. Oh, they've hung up as well. Everyone's hanging up on us, Pretty Malik. You just sing it out, Pretty. Come on.
The one. I got you.
The one.
Desire. But I know that it's too late. But I want it that way.
What a Sell way to honor the life of the man who...
I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
It's
sorry.
Horrible.
We should have done it in more of a respectful way. That was atrocious. It's Virgin Radio. Rest in peace, the creator of the Empty Orchestra, a.k.a. Karaoke.
Pretty Malick's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So, this is a crazy story. Rossi, you ran a marathon, right?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it. It was in 2019, 4 hours, 43 minutes, 11 seconds.
And when you were deciding to run that marathon, I imagine the choice of shoe was a big part of the journey.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You had to pick the right running shoes.
Yeah.
Would you be able to run a marathon in designer shoes? You need proper sneakers, right?
Right. Not like stilettos.
Well, Lil Nas X somehow... finished the New York City half marathon wearing designer sneakers because he couldn't find running sneakers.
So, were they his shoes? Because he's got his own line of shoes. Right?
No, they weren't. So they were a pair of Coach leather high top sneakers, and he finished a New York City half marathon in them.
Oh, half marathon.
Yeah, still running in leather sneakers is probably not ideal, but it's he like somehow did it.
13 miles, yeah.
It's well not done. Easy. He's like, I couldn't really find running shoes, so I just wore these.
Interesting.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande has finalized her divorce from her ex-husband, Dalton Gomez. Their two-year marriage was officially dissolved by the Los Angeles Superior Court. Ariana will have to make a one-time payment of $1.25 million to Dalton, and there's going to be no future alimony after that.
Who's
so that
Dalton
is
again?
It was her ex-husband.
Who was he?
He was a real estate agent.
Okay. And was he after Pete Davidson?
Long after.
Okay.
Long after.
All right.
She got married in COVID. So that is all done, and we're moving forward with that.
Okay.
She's never really made a statement about it. And finally, when Shakira and Gerard Piqué first broke up, it was shocking in itself. Then all the details started coming out that Gerard Piqué cheated on Shakira, right?
Mm.
And then there was a story running around that the way Shakira figured out that Gerard was cheating was a missing jar of jam in their fridge.
Jamgate.
Basically, a quick overview of the story was that she was out of the house. There was a jam that was in there. She comes back. It's gone. And apparently the girl was over at that time.
In their house.
In their
terrible.
House. Right. So that was the story. Well, she's done a new interview with this magazine and they asked her about it. They were like, so is the jar, you know, is that true? The jam jar. And she goes, no, that's not true at all. That's not how I found out that he cheated.
Oh.
And I was like, for like 2 years we've been believing that story.
I know.
And she even referenced like the fridge and looking for something in one of her music videos too. But no, she says that's not true. That's not how I figured it out.
You can't lead us on with jam like that.
I know, but it was such a good story, wasn't it?
I know, Jamgate. Love it. Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malick.
Peace out, home fries. Mayan has called through because apparently, Big Rossi, you've made a very big mistake. Oh. Mayan, what has Rossi done?
Good morning, Rossi. Good morning, good morning.
Hello.
You just, before pretty snippet, you said 8:29. The time is 9:29.
Rossi lives in a different world, Mayan. Don't we know that by now?
Did I? Did I say? Can we get that clip? Hold on, let me see. This is it. Wait there. Virgin Radio 104.4, 8:29. I did do it. You're right, Mayan. You're right.
He lives in a different world.
You need to have a couple of more coffees.
I think so, but this is not the first time it's happened. I think maybe I'm worried that I'm going mad here because last week...
You did the same thing last week.
I said the wrong day. Maynard, I said the wrong day. Have a listen to this. Oh my gosh, it is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah. I said that on Wednesday or Friday, I think.
Friday, you said it was Thursday.
I'm going crazy.
Rossi, are you okay? Do you need a hug?
I think so. It's Thursday morning, 9:38. 2 minutes ahead of time. That is it for us, Pretty.
Yep, we're out of here.
To sum up from the show this morning.
Okay, what did we learn today?
You don't like your landlord.
No, that's not true. Don't say that. Because then you're going to get me in trouble.
Well, he's causing you a lot of problems.
No, stop it. Rossi, you are going to be getting me kicked out of my house.
We will go around to that house and make sure.
But you're saying things that are not true.
Okay.
I just had a question. So we learned today that there's 90 days that they must give you before increasing rent.
That's so your landlord is basically, not your landlord, but the person working for him is being a bit illegal, right? And trying to raise
Rossi, you are going to get me in so much trouble.
I'll just leave it there.
Oh
Eddie
my
is
gosh.
Up next. Sorry, we will be back for the Hour of Power later on. I'm going to have a fantastic day of going to swimming lessons.
Oh, you're getting lessons?
No, not me, the kids. I'm going to the doctor's for a camera down my throat.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah.
He likes it.
I'm into it, yeah. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.